If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Are Arsenal about to go into hyperdrive?
I think what Arsenal should really be looking for now, or hoping for, is a bit of serenity.
Can Dortmund shock Bayern?
If Dortmund are successful in Munich, it's going to be because of what they're able to do without the ball.
And why Elche, the Cinderella story of La Liga?
They're still happy to play out from the back, and that was synonymous with them last season as they got promotion, but also, equally, they are pragmatic.
Hello, I'm Ian McIntosh. This is Football Fast, No Faff. This is Route 1. The international break is over, domestic football is back, and Route 1 is your go-to destination for a proper preview, not just of the Big Six in England, but around Europe too. Now, we spoke yesterday about Liverpool and Manchester United, we also spoke about Forest and Chelsea and Sheffield United, so if you're expecting to hear about that sort of thing, go back to the last episode, and we'll see you here in about 10 minutes. Ah, there you are. Welcome back. And let's start by taking a little look at Arsenal, because this next chunk of domestic football offers them a real chance to take control of the title race. They were not granted an easy start. Man United away, Liverpool away, Newcastle away, Man City at home. But that's all over, and they came out of it in top spot. Now, this is not to disrespect anyone, but their fixtures leading up to the next international break should be a little less challenging. Fulham away tomorrow, then Palace and Brighton at home, and Burnley and Sunderland away. There are a couple of European games scattered in there. None of this will be easy, but Tim Stillman, frequent contributor to Arseblog, there's a chance to do something here, isn't there?
Arsenal really do have a chance to do something in this block, certainly. I think this really should be looked at as a bit of a points accumulation block now. We kind of went through a very tough start, had a lot of injuries, still have injuries by Havertz, Noni Madueke. I think Martin Odegaard's going to be really missed. He's a very unique player in the Arsenal team because he does both sides of the game so well. But if you're talking about winning the league, then yes, this absolutely has to be looked at as a points accumulation block. There'll be challenges along the way. Arsenal don't have a great record at Fulham, and Fulham look reasonably good at home this season. I can't imagine Sunderland away is going to be particularly serene, but I think what gives Arsenal fans real confidence at the moment is how solid they look. They just don't look like giving anything up, which I'm not sure the other likely title challengers can really say that just yet. But what I really want from this block is almost what we saw at the very end of the last block. We actually finished it with home games against Olympiacos and West Ham, and they were two kind of eye-gougingly dull 2-0 wins that were completely uneventful. And as an Arsenal fan, that's what I want from this block. I want us second to last on match of the day. I don't want anyone talking about Arsenal. I want everyone to just say, oh, Arsenal won 2-0 and it was boring. Of course they did. I think what Arsenal should really be looking for now, or hoping for, is a bit of serenity, quietly accumulate some points. Hopefully, let's still see some of those wrinkles we're maybe seeing at Liverpool and a bit at Manchester City, and just really quietly rack up some points.
That was Tim from Lisbon Airport, by the way, where he had been watching Arsenal's women beat Benfica 2-0 in the Champions League. And there's a link to his work in the episode description. A few lines from this morning's Premier League press as Mikel Arteta has confirmed Martin Odegaard will be out for weeks, not days. But Martin Zubimendi should be available for Fulham after missing training this week. Enzo Maresca has said that Cole Palmer will be out for another 6 weeks. That's bad news for Chelsea. Arne Slot has said that Alisson will be out for another 2 games at least. He says that Alexander Isak is close to full fitness. And he says that Liverpool haven't yet benefited from special moments and set pieces this season, which will be news to Dominic Szoboszlai. Elsewhere, Everton's David Moyes has said how happy he is that Jordan Pickford and James Tarkowski have signed new deals. Everton are away at City tomorrow. And Eddie Howe has said that Joe Linton is a maybe for Brighton. They're back in business in Germany too, and how? On Saturday evening, we'll have Der Klassiker. That's on Sky Sports, and it is, of course, Bayern Munich against Borussia Dortmund. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking Bayern are invincible, and Dortmund haven't really recovered from that hideous last-day choke against Mainz in 2023. But no, my friend. Dortmund have made a fine start to the season. They're second. They remain unbeaten. And while that's not quite as impressive as Bayern's played 6-1-6, it's still pretty good. So, can they do something special here, Seb Stafford-Blaw?
I don't think they'll end up doing something special, because if Dortmund are successful in Munich, it's going to be because of what they're able to do without the ball. So, Niko Kovac has been there since early February. It's made them much more hardworking, much more disciplined, much more structured in defence, and also much more dangerous on the counter-attack. So I don't think there are going to be any surprises about Dortmund's game plan at Allianz Arena. It's going to be defend deep, defend well, break quickly, use Kerem Adeyemi, who's probably playing the best football of his career, as well as possible. He's become very instinctive, very, very quick player. We know this, but so dynamic. And if there is a chink in the Bayern Munich armour, then it's that susceptibility to counterattacks and vulnerability when they lose the ball. This is something that Vincent Kompany inherited when he took the job, which he hasn't quite been able to cure for all the tacky improvements that he's instituted and overseen. That remains the one area of fragility. So let's see. Dortmund could grind it out. Dortmund haven't actually lost in their past two visits. 1-1, drawn 1. So they've got a chance. Yeah, let's see. Let's see.
And that was Seb Stafford-Blaw filing his report from the train to Munich. Check out all of his work at The Athletic. There are lots of big games in Spain too. Barcelona host struggling Girona on Saturday afternoon. Atletico Madrid have Osasuna on Saturday night. And Real Madrid are popping over to see their neighbours Getafe on Sunday night. But it's Elche who've really caught my eye of late. They were promoted to La Liga last season under former Barcelona coach and Andorra manager Eder Sarabia. They play attractive possession football. Dare I say it? Russell Martin football, with the minor difference that it's been going really well. And far from getting their bottoms handed to them upon arrival in the big time, they've done so well that Sarabia won Manager of the Month for September. Fergal Brennan has been keeping a close eye on them this year. Fergal, what do you make of Elche?
Everybody likes to see a side get promoted and then not abandon those principles that got them back into the big time. And that's exactly the case so far this season with Elche. They're still happy to play out from the back, and that was synonymous with them last season as they got promotion. But also, equally, they are pragmatic, particularly at home. Unbeaten in four La Liga games, they've had over 60% possession in all of those matches. So Eder Sarabia is comfortable mixing it up. And front twos are back. He's got Andre Silva and Rafa Mir up top for his team. Mir adding that physical presence. And then Andre Silva's one of those interesting players who's kind of drifted around European football without really settling in the last few seasons. They are shining at Elche so far this season. And it is a long road ahead, but teams can dream. Of course they can at this point of the campaign. Seventh going into the weekend. And in La Liga, there's always a scrap on the edge of the European places. I'm not predicting that for Elche just yet, but based on the start to the season, they can be really, really happy. For me, Sarabia is probably the only concern. He does have an ability to combust. Barcelona fans will remember those lip-reading comments that were caught out when he was Quique Setién's assistant. So for me, really strong start to the season. Just keep an eye on the manager, because he is a bit of a renegade.
A quick roundup of the other major leagues. The big one in Italy is second place Roma versus fourth place Inter on Saturday night. Roma are quietly impressing under Giampiero Gasperini. Any fears that he couldn't do it at a big club have been eased by 5 wins from 6 games. And 6 games is one more game than he was granted when he last managed a big side. And yes, that big side was Inter. Elsewhere, leaders Napoli are away at Torino. That's also Saturday night. Pick of the Sunday games? Yeah, take your choice. Either third place Milan against struggling Fiorentina or your Sunday brunch offering of Como versus Juventus. PSG play tonight in Ligue 1. They've got Strasbourg at home. That's on Amazon pay-per-view. They haven't had it all their own way this year, PSG. They've lost one and drawn one. They're only a point in front of barking mad Marseille, who host Le Havre tomorrow night, and that is also on Amazon. In Scotland, good luck to Rangers youth coach Stevie Smith. He'll be taking the players out against Dundee United tomorrow at 3 p.m. as negotiations are reported to continue with Kevin Muscat. I guess the last bloke named Smith to manage Rangers did all right, didn't he? Leaders Hearts are away at Kilmarnock as they seek to maintain their astonishing start to the season. That's on Premier Sport. And Celtic play Sunday lunch away at Dundee. That's on Sky. There's live football tonight in the Championship. Middlesbrough host Ipswich, which just sounds like a classic Monday night Premier League game to me. If I wasn't going to Chelmsford City tomorrow for a behind-the-scenes look at all the excitement over there, keep an eye on our website, trackrecordmedia.org, for that one. I would be tuning into tomorrow's lunchtime clash between Southampton and Swansea. Will Still is in need of a few wins down there. It really hasn't been a brilliant start for the Saints. If you're still in need of something to watch, check out the website Live Football on TV for full listings. Have a look at FotMub too. Sometimes they have free unexpected audio commentary of interesting games. That was Route 1. It was Football Fast, no faff. It's here every weekday at about 3 p.m. If you like it, give it a follow. If you really like it, give it a review, because that makes a huge difference to us. I've been Ian McIntosh. Your audio producer was Helena Fremantle. Lola Katz-Roberts and Sophie Manners were on the socials. See you next week.